The city of Pensacola has rescinded its claim to back royalties and interest from two restaurants that are on city-leased property downtown. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the decision was made Tuesday morning.
City officials backed off their claims that Collier Merrill and his firm, Great Southern Restaurants, owed more than $5 million in default lease payments over the past 13 years, involving the Fish House and Atlas Oyster Bar.
We got that letter pretty much out of the blue. Our attorneys met with their attorneys and agreed to rescind the letter. We did agree that, you know, we'd meet. We've always said we'd meet with them anytime if they want to talk about some issues, and that's how we ended it.
Talks to resolve the situation began Monday without said city officials. Merrill's attorney, Bruce Partington, met instead with members of the private law firm Beggs & Lane, who represented the city rather than city attorney Jim Messer.
They'd gotten together, I guess, our attorneys and the city's attorney, and decided they would meet on their own and came back with that they would rescind the letter, which is the main thing I wanted, you know, pulled away, that we weren't under default. Yeah, there was no more accusation that we haven't paid rent.
The original lease for the Pit Slip Marina property was signed in 1987 between the city and Seville Harbor, whose founder Ray Russenberger subleased it in 2000 to Great Southern Restaurants. For Collier Merrill, the last 3 weeks of disputes end with vindication.
You know, we've been there for 13 and a half years. The last letter we sent to them was that we'd renewed our leases and that they ever wanted to talk. There was a couple issues we'd like to talk about. You know, we didn't hear back from them until we got this notice of default, so I'm pleased that the city decided to rescind it. And yeah, it's been difficult that, you know, you got people wondering if we're going to close in 90 days, people not booking their parties, and so it's been consuming.
Merrill pays Russenberger about $40,000 a year in ground lease fees. Russenberger then pays his fees for Pit Slip to the city. Partington says those are two separate transactions.
The way the lease works is you pay a certain amount each year as the ground lease, and then if tenant, in this case the harbor's revenues, exceed a certain threshold, then the percentage rent kicks in. But the revenues received by Seville Harbor have never met that threshold.
If there were any silver lining, says Merrill, it's that they have received an outpouring of support from fans of the eateries, and that perhaps the city will think twice before sending out a similar letter to another business.
We've always been available. It's not like we're living in California not answering phone calls. I'm in downtown Pensacola and I get a letter with no warning, no call, nobody checking out anything out of the blue that says you're in default of your lease for 13 years and that we're kicking you out in 90 days. I'd never have agreed with that. I don't think it was the right thing to do.
The city's position has not changed, and most definitely the city is not backing down.
Mayor Ashton Hayward reading from a prepared statement issued late Tuesday.
I'm pleased that Mr. Merrill and Mr. Russenberger have now agreed that there are legitimate issues which exist related to the Pit Slip lease. And because of this agreement, we were able to have an informed discussion. This is a substantial move forward, one in which I will result in a resolution of this matter. And I intend to resolve this matter in the interest of the taxpayers.
Hayward says the letter that went out to Great Southern Restaurants was only one of a number of similar notices in a mass mailing.
Other people got letters concerning leases that leased property from the city, you know, a month ago, close to. People that own property in Port Royal, I think some people got letters. We sent letters out to people that have leases with the city or owe the city money.
The mayor basically echoes the letter of agreement, calling for an open and frank discussion and adding that there are hopes that a final resolution can be reached by the end of this year.
I can't predict that in the next 3 weeks. However, we would love to get a positive resolution. I'm sure they're going to continue their dialogue. There's numerous issues with the lease we're willing to discuss with our attorneys, but I'm going to let our attorneys discuss those.
Hayward declined to be specific about the lease issues. The letter withdrawing the claim signed by Bruce Partington and city attorney Nix Daniel also doesn't say what they may be. Meanwhile, the next step for Collier Merrill is repairing what he calls damages to the Fish House and Atlas's business brought about by the lease flap.
Our repairs is that we got to get out. That Fish House is not going anywhere. We've renewed our lease to 2045. You know, there's people that were hesitant to book parties next October for a wedding, say. You know, they're not sure if they're there. They got to book something else. There's employees that couldn't wait till the last minute in February, and all of a sudden they got to start looking for work, even though we try to assure them every day we're fine.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.